This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter. So how are you doing today?
What's this?
The thing is that so yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe you haven't made the order, am I correct?
Yeah.
This means it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your information and they are doing this kind of fraud thing. So have you ever shared any kind of personal or financial details with any unknown person?
No.
Alright, so no need to be worried. What we are going to do, we are going to simply generate a cancellation code on your mobile phone that is going to help you to cancel the order. Then we are going to block those persons. Alright. So can you please put the mobile on speaker? Can you please put the call on speaker?
Yes, on speaker.
And the mobile which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Android.
It's an Android?
Yeah.
So you just open up your Play Store on the phone. Do you know about Play Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, open it up. It will be a multicolored play button. The logo will be of multicolored play button. Play Store.
What is this again?
Play Store.
Yeah. I downloaded for what? What is it?
We are going to generate the cancellation code on the Play Store so that we can provide you the refund. Once the order will get cancelled, you will get the refund. So, do you know about Play Store?
Yeah, I know the Play Store. What's this fun for?
Sorry?
What are you going to do?
We are going to generate a cancellation code from the Play Store to cancel the order. So, open up your Play Store on the phone. Open it up.
Oh, is someone ordered this thing?
Yeah. There, somebody has used your details for this purchase. So we are going to cancel it. So open up your Play Store, sir.
What did they order?
They have bought the online gift card, Apple gift card.
Holy shit.
So we have put, yeah. So you just open up the Play Store, sir, so that we can cancel the order.
Okay. It's open.
It's open?
Yeah, I'm on the Play Store, yeah.
Alright, and now in the top, do you see the search bar? There will be a small magnifying glass with a search bar. Search for apps and games. Just give a click on that.
What does it say?
In the top of the screen, do you see the search bar? There will be a search bar. Search for apps and games. Just give a click on that and type over there eBay, type the word eBay, then give a space.
eBay.
Then space, give a space.
Yeah.
Then type AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
A-N-Y?
D-E-S-K.
D?
D as in doctor, E as in English, S for sugar, K as in kilo, any desk.
Okay, yeah.
And now just give a click on search. And now what results, and now what come up, sir?
Comes up Rick and Payroll.
And just beneath that, what app do you see? Tell me the names one by one.
Okay, AnyDesk remote?
Yes. Just give a click on the AnyDesk remote, desktop. Just give a click on that.
And it's not a remote.
Sorry?
AnyDesk remote
Yes, that one. Just give a click on that. And now do you see a green color option install? A green color option install?
Yeah.
Just give a click on install. This is our server application. Just give a click on install. So now it's downloading or it's showing you pending? It is downloading or it's showing you pending over there?
Yeah, it's showing me this device and something SMT290 and then install.
Yeah, and once it will get you, once it will show you an option open, just give a click on open. Alright, and don't click here and there, follow my guideline. Do you got it, sir?
No, I haven't. Okay, install now.
Yeah, and now what do you see?
I'm still checking. It's still seeing.
I got it right. Just wait, it will show you open. And how much percentage is completed right now?
Okay, so, yeah, I'll open it.
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Mm-hmm.
And now what can you see? After you click... Hello?
Hang on. I did something else. Total, you can upload the...
Just press anywhere on the screen 3 to 4 times. On the blue area.
Yeah.
And now do you see a 9-digit number come up?
Yeah.
Just tell me the number. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me that number. It is your cancellation ID. Tell me that.
521-902.
Then?
Hang up. It's not going to go on.
Hello?
Yeah, wait. It's my phone playing up. One block, wait.
Yeah, open up the AnyDesk app, sir, where you can see that number, 521-902.
Yeah, wait.
Hello? You need to check your ID. What can you see on the screen? Just tell me so that I can help you out. Hello?
Yeah, okay. 521-902-391.
It's 521-902-391, am I correct?
Yeah.
Alright, and just beneath that, there will be an option like set password. Do you see that? Set password?
Yeah.
Just give a click on set password. Have you clicked on set password?
Yes.
And now do you see, there will, just scroll down the page now, there will be an option, permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile.
Permission profile, yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on permission profile.
Yeah.
And now what option do you see, sir?
Default screen sharing.
Just give a click on full access. Do you see the full access?
Yeah.
Just give a click on full access.
Right now what we are going to do, just log out from your bank first.
Yeah.
And now, do you see, there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just give a tick mark on the checkbox. And now it's asking for, just give a click on enable unattended access. There will be a blank checkbox, enable unattended access. Do you see that?
Yeah, where it says get password.
Yeah, I'm going to provide you the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Type E as in English, letter E.
Yeah.
B as in Bravo, letter B.
Mm.
Have you written B?
Yeah, B, yeah.
Then A as an Australia letter, A.
Yeah.
Then Y as an yellow letter, Y.
Yeah.
Then number 7, put numerical 7.
What?
Number 7.
Yeah, number 7.
Have you put a number 7?
Yeah.
Then number 8.
Yeah.
Then number 9.
Yeah.
Then number 0.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what have you written over there? eBay 7890?
Yeah.
Just give a click on okay. Do you see any option okay?
Yeah.
Just give a click on that. And now what can you see, sir? All right. And now once you will get to see any option like start now, just give a click on start now. Do you see the option? Yeah. And now do you see the option close? Just give a click on close.
Yeah.
And now you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen where you can see the wallpaper.
So click on close again.
Yeah, just give a click on close again.
Yeah.
And now you just come back to the normal home screen. Just come back to the wallpaper page where you can see the wallpaper.
Yeah.
And you just come back to the normal home screen and open up your Google. Do you know about Google?
Yeah.
Yeah, open up the Google.
What the heck? Why is this thing going like
this? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you opened
up?
Yeah, and type on the search panel, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
My, yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number 1.
Yeah.
Then P for Peter, letter P.
Yeah. Number 1,
P,
country?
No. There will be an option like my 1P address location. Do you see that? My 1P address location?
Yeah.
Just give a click on that my 1P address location. And now just scroll down the page a little bit. Just scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Now do you see any option come up like my, what is my IP address? Find out here. You just go to the top of the page and scroll it down very slowly. Just go to the top of the page. What is my IP address? See your IP address location now.
Yeah,
just give a click on that. And now do you see your IP address? I'm going to verify your IP address is 180.216.60.48. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And just beneath that, what is it is written something over there? Can you please read it back to me? What is showing it to you?
Yeah, 180.160.
No. Just beneath the number, do you see your IP address is safe or what is showing it to you? Just beneath the numbers, your IP address, do you see anything like your IP address is currently exposed, anything like that? Do you see your IP address and your IP address is currently exposed, anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this means, sir, those fraud persons who have tried to buy this gift card, those have got the access onto your IP address. And they are doing this kind of fraud things, all right. So we have to immediately block them as well as we have to cancel the order. So you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen.
Wow.
Yeah, and you just try to, and you, sir, just try to log into your email on the phone, try to log into your email and check that do you got any mail from the eBay or not. On the today's mail, go and check. Do you know how to check the mails, the emails?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go and check. Sorry? And this phone is used by you only, or your family members also does?
My son plays on it.
All right. And do you check the mails? Like, do you got the mail from the eBay?
Yeah, I got email, but it's nothing showed up.
Oh my goodness! This means those fraud persons have got the access onto your email as well. And we just got the update from the server, so like those fraud persons have tried to buy these gift cards like 3 to 4 times. So how often do you check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking on this phone to check the bank statements?
Nah.
Oh, so how do you normally check your bank statements, sir? Like, do you visit to the bank or you got the paper statements?
No, I go into my bank, check it out nothing.
All right. And have you ever done online banking on this phone?
Not online, I think. But I'll just go and check it. That's all.
Yeah. You just do one thing. If you have the app with you, you just log into that app from the phone and check all the statements of yours. Check each and every account of yours. If you will get to see any fraudulent statement, do let me know. Check each and every statements of yours. And once you are done, do let me know. If you will get to see any fraudulent thing over there, sir, please do let me know. All right.
Right.
And while putting your ID or password, don't make any mistake. All right. Are you facing any problem, sir?
Yeah.
So you are not able to put your password. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So just beneath that, do you see any option like forgot customer ID or password, anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give a click over on that. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now do you see any option come up like forgot password?
Yeah.
Just give a click on forgot password. And sir, you haven't shared any personal details to anyone. Just try to remember, sir, at any coffee shop or any hotels or anywhere.
No.
All right. And now, sir, do you see, and now you just don't tell me anything over the call. Just do it from your end. It will ask you your customer ID and your date of birth. So just put it over there. Do you remember the customer ID? Just try to remember it and put your customer ID over there.
No, I can't remember it now.
Just try to remember it, sir. It might be like you have written somewhere. Hello?
Yeah.
Just try to remember. Just try. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, just try to remember it, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Hey, how much was the gift card?
They have tried like 3 to 4 times. So we are going to block each and everything, but first of all, you just need to check the statements, right? So you just give a click on that customer ID. You see that it's asking the customer ID. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And do you remember the customer ID, sir? Yeah, just
I,
click, Yeah, just come up. It's 525523-6233. Do you see it's come up?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on that. Yeah, do you see any option like use? Just give a click on use.
Yeah.
This is your customer ID, sir? Hello?
Yeah, it's saying something else.
You just erase it. Just erase it.
Huh?
Just erase it. Just make the panel empty.
Yeah.
Just type it over there. I'm going to verify you the customer ID. We have your customer ID from where the amount has been charged. Yes, I'm going to verify you that. It's 552, yeah.
Yeah.
Just try to, yeah, just, first of all, make the panel empty. First of all, make the panel empty. Just wipe. Alright, I'm going to verify you the customer ID. It's 5523.
Yeah.
6233.
Yeah.
Yes. And now just put your date of birth.
Yeah.
And don't make any mistake. All right. Don't make any mistake.
Why?
You can just do one thing in the top, you will get to see the month and the year. Just give a click on the month and the year so that you can choose your year as well.
Yeah, perfect, right? And then what?
And now, have you put in your date of birth, sir?
Yeah.
It's 22 of November.
Yeah.
So, alright. Do you see in a black color it is written as November? Anything like that?
Yeah.
In the black letters, it is showing you November. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just give a click on that one. Just give a click on that.
What do you mean? Give a click on what?
In the black colors, do you see that? It's written November 2023, anything like that?
Yeah.
Just give a click on that one. Just give a click on that.
Yeah, but I'm clicking it, but it's not seeing anything. Or do I have to go sideways?
Yes. No, in the blue color, do you see that? It's written 2023, November 22, anything like that?
Yeah, I can see, but...
Yeah, just give a click on that.
No, it doesn't work.
Alright, do you see any option like clear?
Yeah, clear.
Just give a click on clear.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on date of birth once again.
Yeah, go back to November.
Yeah, and now sorry?
And then go back to November.
Yeah, now you just give a click on the March 2023. You just give a click on that, March
2023. Nah.
Alright, you just do one thing, sir. You just press your home button, okay? First of all, you just press your home button. And come back to the normal home screen and open up your Play Store. Open up the Play Store first. Then I'm going to help you out. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah.
And type on the search panel any Dex plugin. Any Dex plugin. Any Dex plugin.
Any Dex.
Yeah, do you see any option come up like AnyDesk plugin?
Yeah.
Alright, you have already installed it, so just open up your settings.
What do you mean?
Open up settings on your mobile phone. There will be an app, settings.
Settings, yeah.
No, you just first of all come back to the normal home screen. Press the home button. Come back to the normal home screen.
Yeah.
And open up the settings app. Check, sir, there will be a settings app on your phone. Settings.
Settings?
Yeah, settings. Yes.
Yeah.
And now, scroll down the page. There will be an option like... Yeah, just give a click on accessibility. There will be an option accessibility. Just give a click on. Alright, do you see any option like additional settings, anything like that?
Additional?
Additional settings, yes. Just give a click on that.
Mm.
And now do you see the option accessibility?
Which one?
Accessibility.
Yeah.
And now just scroll down the page.
Yeah.
And now do you see any desk control service AD1? Any desk control service, just give a click on that and turn it on. Make it on.
Mm-hmm.
And now just give a click on OK. Make the both one on. There will be a shortcut as well, just make it turn on.
Yeah.
And now, sir, you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen.
And now
just check, sir, there will be a red app, any desk. You have to open it up.
Yeah.
Just give a click on OK.
Uh-huh.
And now once you will get to see any option start now, just give a click on start now.
Yeah.
And now you just open up your banking app. Now you just open up your banking app. Try to open up your banking app. Yeah, just give a click on update.
Oh, you can see my thing on your screen.
No, sir. We are getting the update from the server. Nobody is going to see your screen, alright? So you are connected with the auto virtual machine, not with me or with anyone. So what can you see on the screen? Just tell me.
Yeah, the customer ID is in.
So just give a click on the date of birth.
Yeah.
And now do you see it? In a black color, do you see anything like March
23?
Yeah. Yeah, try to give a click on that.
November, okay.
And you have to set the year as well. What is your date of birth year?
Oh, maybe you're gonna go all the way back, eh?
All right. Sir, listen to me. In the blue colors, do you see in the blue colors box, in the left-hand side top, it is written 2023. Do you see that? Just give a click on that one.
Where? Yeah.
Just give a click on that one. Where it is written 2023 in the blue color box. Do you see that?
Yeah,
try to give a click on that. Just in top of the Friday.
Ah, there's nothing up there. It says Friday, March.
And just the top of the Friday, do you see it's written 2023? Just in top of the Friday, just in top of that.
No, there's nothing else.
All right. Yes. And now just select your year, date of birth. Date of birth, year. Now do you got it, sir?
Yes, I got it.
That's right. And now just select your year and then your month and date.
Yeah.
Just give a click on set. And now just give a click on next. Do you see the option next? Just give a click on next.
Yeah.
Just give a click on next again. All right. You just try to go. You just press the back button. Yeah, and now just give a click on the password. Do you remember the password? What do you have? You just see the password has come up, I believe. Just try to give a click on the password. In your keyboard, the password has come up, I believe. Just try to give a click on that. On 5225236233, do you see that option? So just give a click on that. And now what option do you see? Do you see option like use? Just give a click on use.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
Just check each and every statement of yours. If you will get to see any fraudulent statement, do let me know. And apart from these banks, are you, do you have any other bank? Hello?
No.
And apart from this bank, you don't have any other bank, right?
No.
All right. And do you have any credit cards with you? Hello?
Yeah, not with me. It's in my car. My wife took it.
And your wife is there with you?
No.
Oh, and the credit card which you have is belong to which bank?
Westpac.
It's from the Westpac? And you don't have the card right now with you?
No.
All right. And apart from this Westpac, you don't have any other bank, am I correct?
Yeah.
You have it?
No.
All right. And right now what we are going to do, sir, at the moment we just got the updates from the server, like those fraud persons have tried to register yourself in some kind of fraud things, like some kind of fraud online payment app. So have you ever used ZipPay or Afterpay on your phone? Have you ever used it?
No, I don't have an Afterpay.
Afterpay or ZipPay?
No.
Alright, so what we are going to do, sir, is like those first fraud person have tried to register yourself in the ZipPay. So what we are going to do, we are going to just unregister yourself. Alright. So, sir, do you have the driving license or any Medicare card with you right now?
I don't have it with me.
You have it, am I correct, sir?
No, I don't have it with me.
And do you have the Medicare card?
No, it's in my wallet. Everything's in my wallet. It's my wife's got it.
Oh, and you don't have any picture of your debit card, of your driving license or any kind of your Medicare card. You don't have the picture with you of that on your mobile phone. Just check. Do you got the picture of your driving license or the Medicare card? Just check so that we can activate the security on that, and we are going to provide you the refund. All right, it's all for that. So just check, do you got any picture of your driving license or not on your mobile phone? Just check it.
Yeah, I'll check it.
Yeah, just check it. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
You just do one thing, sir. You just come back to your normal home screen, okay? Come back to your normal home screen and open up the AnyDesk app once again. Open up the AnyDesk app. That red color app, AnyDesk. Just open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now just wait. Once you will get to see any option like start now, if you click on start now.
Yeah.
And now what we are going to do, sir, we are going to provide you a blocking seal on your banking app for cancelling the order. We are going to provide you the refund. Alright. For that, you just log into your online banking first. Just log into your online banking. We are going to refund you back the amount. The amount has been charged, so we are trying to just refund you back the amount. So just log into your online banking. And once you log in, do let me know. Try to put the password correctly. Don't make any mistake.
That's not working.
Just try to put it, sir. Just try to remember you have done it before. Take your time and do it. Don't make any mistake, alright. Otherwise, your account will be locked. We don't want that. Because there are some hackers. You are already aware of that. Just take your time and do it. No need to be, sir. Do it slowly, slowly. Take your time and do it. Be patient, alright, and do it. Take your time. And just try to remember first what was that. Hello? Hello? Yeah, try to do it, sir. Yeah, try to do it. Take your time and do it. Put the password correctly. Hello? First of all, just go to the account. Just go to the account. In the left hand side top corner, do you see a red color back option? Just give a click on the back option.
Okay, now at the moment I can see that the money is already been charged from your bank account, but it's not showing you on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction. So it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours, okay? Now the money that you have got on your Westpac Live, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time, okay? So you just transfer your funds from your Westpac Live to your Westpac Choice. Do you got that?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that or should I guide you?
What?
You just transfer that funds from your Westpac Live to your Westpac Basis because the money that you have got in your account, it is no longer safe on the Westpac Live. So can you just do one thing? Can you just transfer the funds from your, all right, let the server do the work then. We are helping you out that we can go ahead and we will gonna.
What do you want me to transfer the money to there?
Because it is not safe. The money that you have got in your Westpac, it is not safe and secure at this point of time. So that is the reason why, for a time being, we are just transferring the funds from between your accounts. You just check that the money has been gone from your Westpac Life to your Westpac Choice. Okay? So once
are you
get
doing that?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Are you doing that?
Yeah, it is from the server that, like, whatever we are going to do, and we are giving you the refund money to you that has been tried to be made and attempted from your account, all right?
Hmm.
Hello. Okay, well.